are you? It's great to see you again. We took a few weeks off there for a bit. I'm excited to catch up with you. Come in and take a seat in my office. So, how are things? I was getting a little worried there. You usually try to make it here every week, but then all of a sudden you seem to stop coming. Is everything all right with you? You're doing great? Well, that's wonderful to hear. Fill me in on what you've been up to that's put you in such a good mood. You think you've gotten better at dealing with your social anxiety? I'm really happy to hear that. You know, we've been talking for a while now, and you've grown so much since we started seeing each other. I remember the first time you came in, you were so nervous you could hardly look me in the eye. It was very adorable, actually. But I can tell you've really improved with your confidence, and I'm really proud of you. So, what exactly have you been doing to improve your social skills? Did you join one of the friend groups like we talked about? No? Oh, then what is it? You met someone? Oh, really? Well, what exactly do you mean by that? A girlfriend, really? How did that happen? Oh, you met her at a coffee shop. The one I told you about. Hmm? Oh, no, continue with what you were saying. You used the technique we discussed to introduce yourself. Things just went from there, huh? So, how long have you been an official? A few months. Well, you've only been gone a couple of weeks here. How come you haven't mentioned her before? It just recently started getting serious. There's something else you wanted to talk about? Sure. What is it? You don't think you need to come here anymore? I'm sorry? What do you mean? You think you're doing well right now? Well, sweetheart, I just can't agree with you on that. Yes, I know I just told you how much you've improved since we met. But let's be honest, you've still got a lot of work left to do. Yes, of course. I mean, you still mumble through your words. You still get nervous in large crowds. I mean, let's not pretend like a few months with just one girl just magically cured you of your anxiety. Also, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't know if this relationship is healthy. Yes, I'm serious. I think you're moving too fast, and I just don't think this is the right girl for you. Why? Well, how much have you told her about yourself, really? We get into very serious and very personal issues when you're here. Things that a partner should know about you, like your fears, your dreams, and all the things created a very strong bond between people. Have you two had sex? Don't get embarrassed, it's a perfectly reasonable question. That's another thing you and I have discussed before, how you're afraid you might be too passionate and too rough for a lover of some people. Have you discussed that with her? No. See, I don't think so. I'm really glad you're putting yourself out there more, but I just don't think this is the one. I also don't think you should stop coming in. If anything, I think we should actually see each other even more often than we used to. Yes, I'm serious. Listen, baby, I know you think you're better now, okay? But remember, I'm your therapist. You came to me for help because you were in a lot of pain. You were confused and scared, and it's my job to help you and get you to the best version of yourself. You need to listen to me when I tell you that you're far from getting to that point. But you'll get there eventually, as long as you let me take care of you, okay? Thank you. Look, I know it's a little disappointing, but I promise you'll realise this is for the best. You know, I understand that makes you uneasy, but going back to the topic of sex, I think there's something we should delve deeper into, You've mentioned before how often you masturbate and how sometimes you imagine very rough scenarios. I think that all stems from you just having so much pent-up energy inside you. You just wanting to let it out. So, I think there's a way we can work this into a more productive way. I want to remind you that this is a safe environment and that everything that happens in here is just between you and me. So, I'm going to propose a little exercise that might seem a little strange, but I really think it's going to help, okay? I want you to masturbate here, in front of me. Now, I know you're going to be very surprised to hear that, but just give me a moment to explain, okay? You're a very sexually repressed person, and as such, it's very hard to hide your physical attraction to someone. I know because, well, since we first met, I can tell you're attracted to me. Oh, don't be nervous, sweetie. I'm not offended. I was very flattered, actually. You're an incredibly handsome man, and it was very nice to see that. Anyway, I think if we can make these sessions a place where you can get that release, it'll be very helpful in the long run. Now, I think we should try it out. Open your pants. Don't be shy, it's just us. Oh, wow. You're quite big, aren't you? Okay, so what we're going to do is I want you to start stroking yourself and I will try to arouse you myself, so maybe you can have a bigger release in the end, okay? Now, to do that, I'm going to talk in a much less professional tone. I'm going to say things to try and get you excited. Don't take anything I say during this period as my actual thoughts. Remember, this is just the exercise, okay? Right, you're ready to start stroking yourself. My goodness, you really are big. It wasn't even hard yet when you pulled it out. You needed this, I know you do. Like I said earlier, when you first met me, you could barely look me in the eye. When you finally did, it was impossible to hide that boner of yours. Oh, yeah. I'm going to start touching myself too. It won't be the first time I've done it thinking of you, though. I know for a fact this isn't the first time you've jerked off to me. You wanted to fuck me from day one. Don't deny it. It's okay, because I've wanted the same thing. I've wanted to fuck you so bad for so long. You're just so adorable and sweet, and I could always tell there was an animal in there waiting to come out. I can see it now in your eyes, and the way you started to pick up speed. Yeah, let me show you these fucking tits you've been staring at for so long. You want to feel them, don't you? It's okay, baby. I know you do. I'll come to you. Here, grab my tits. Squeeze them like I know you've always wanted to. Yeah. Suck on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good, yeah. Yeah. Kiss me. I want you to kiss me. Oh, fuck yes, that's it. Oh, stick your fucking tongue down my throat. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Lay back, lay back. I need to suck this dick. God. feel my fingers on your balls, you fucking pervert. That little bitch didn't do this to you, did she? I told you, she's not what you need. You need a real woman who can take care of you. Who can handle you. You're gonna fuck me now, okay? I don't give a shit, okay? If I didn't say that earlier, we both know you need this. So we're gonna fucking do it, okay? Fuck. Yeah, oh fuck, it's so big. Oh god, yeah, that's it. Yeah, can you feel me inside? Oh fuck. Oh god, I've been wanting to fuck you for so long. Yeah, that does feel good, huh? Yeah. Oh god. See, this is what you need. Someone who loves you. Who cares about you. Fucking your brains out. Oh fuck. Not some fucking bimbo you met at the coffee shop. Oh, you need to. Oh fuck. Fuck. You're not gonna go anywhere, okay? You're gonna stay here with me where you belong. We're meant for each other. I know that since the beginning. Nothing is ever gonna keep us apart again. Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh god. Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Oh, you're so big. I can feel it. Oh, yeah, come at me, baby. Don't worry, it's okay. It's okay, I want you to. Come at me. Come at me. Fucking do it. Do it. Oh, fuck. Shit, that's it. Yeah. Keep going. Fill me up. Oh, god. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, that was fucking amazing. Thank you, baby. Oh, fuck. How do you feel? Good. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I think that was a very productive experiment, don't you think? Yeah, so, I think that's almost time, so, you can get dressed if you like. Do you need any help cleaning up? No? Okay. Well, I'll just clean myself up too. So, I think you did very well today. That little exercise was very helpful, in my opinion. Don't you agree? Yeah. And I think we really should consider seeing each other more than once a week. We can handle the schedule in a later date, but it was great to see you again, and I hope you don't have any more doubts about this, do you? Great. That's good to hear. Hey, listen. I may have got a little too into it back there, but I hope you remember that was just to help make the experience better for you, right? Right, well, I'll see you next time, okay? Bye-bye.